Hello, energetic viewers, and welcome to Cinema Scene. In Canada and the United States, baseball fans have been eagerly following the 2010 World Series, which is the 106th edition of Major League Baseball's championship games. In the spirit of the sport, we present three films with baseball themes: Bang the Drum Slowly, Field of Dreams, and The Rookie. Our first feature is Bang the Drum Slowly, directed by Oscar-nominated John D. Hancock. The film was adapted to screenplay by Mark Harris from his eponymous novel and tells a heartfelt story of the friendship between an ace pitcher and a catcher with a terminal illness. In the film, Bruce Pearson, played by the Oscar-winning Robert De Niro, is a mediocre catcher for the fictional New York Mammoths. A quintessential bumpkin who is not exactly respected nor liked by his teammates, Ernest Bruce is on the last stretch of his life due to Hodgkin's disease. But the only other person who knows this is his sole friend, Henry Arthur Wiggin, played by Golden Globe-winning Michael Moriarty. Unlike Bruce, Henry is the star pitcher of the team and is constantly in the media's limelight. Henry knows that Bruce would no longer be able to play if management found out about his illness, so he does his best to keep his buddy's condition a secret. Meanwhile, Henry also strives to foster the other team members' better treatment of Bruce and help the catcher have the best final season of his life. Though Bruce's numbered days add poignancy to the storyline, John D. Hancock and Mark Harris infuse the film with comedy. One especially memorable scene is when the team's manager, Dutch Schnell, played by Oscar-nominated Vincent Gardenia, attempts to figure out what is going on with Bruce. Equipped with just the right blend of tenderness, earthiness, and humor, Bang the Drum Slowly is an enjoyable film about an extraordinary friendship. For their excellent performances, Robert De Niro won the 1974 New York Film Critics Circle Award for Best Supporting Actor, and Vincent Gardenia earned a nomination for the 1974 Oscar for Best Actor in a Supporting Role.
All of them are one.
Well, that's okay, because they ain't going to beat us.
Let us now take a look at Field of Dreams, a 1989 sports fantasy film that was nominated for three Academy Awards, including Best Music, Best Original Score, and Best Picture. It was directed and adapted by Phil Alden Robinson from the novel Shoeless Joe by W.P. Kinsella. In the movie, Oscar-winning actor Kevin Costner plays Ray Kinsella, a fledgling farmer who turns part of his crop field into a baseball field, paving the way for a series of extraordinary events. Ray Kinsella lives in rural Iowa with his wife Annie, played by Oscar-nominated Amy Madigan, and their young daughter Karen, played by Gabby Hoffman. While walking through his cornfield, Ray hears a mysterious voice whisper, "If you build it, he will come," and he sees a vision of a baseball field. He interprets it to mean that he should build one on his farm. Not wishing to live a life of regrets like his deceased father, Ray follows his dream. Though skeptical, Annie is supportive. A year after he builds the field under the disapproving gaze of neighbors, nothing happens. As debts mount, Ray feels pressured to replant the corn. It is then that Karen sees a man on the field.
Daddy?
In a minute, Karen.
There's a man up there in your lawn.
This person turns out to be the legendary 1919 White Sox player Shoeless Joe Jackson, portrayed by Golden Globe-nominated Ray Liotta, who Ray's father had looked up to. Joe is delighted to be able to play baseball again and returns with seven other deceased players of the past who emerge into the outfield from the corn. Not everyone can see the players, though, such as Ray's brother-in-law Mark, played by Emmy Award-winning Timothy Busfield. Mark warns that Ray will go bankrupt if he does not replant his crop. In the meanwhile, more otherworldly messages appear to Ray. Through the phenomenal occurrences that follow, Ray goes on a healing journey that tests his faith and helps him resolve his relationship with his father. Field of Dreams is an endearing film about innocence and listening to one's heart. The music score by Oscar award-winning composer James Horner garnered a Grammy nomination for Best Album of Original Instrumental Background Score Written for a Motion Picture or Television. A nostalgic celebration of the passion for baseball and family, Field of Dreams also reminds us to transcend the barriers of preconceived ideas to achieve lofty aspirations.
And cheered their heroes. And they watched the game. And it'll be as if they'd dipped themselves in magic waters. The memories will be so thick, they'll have to brush them away from their faces.
Ray, when the bank opens in the morning, they'll foreclose.
People will come, Ray.
You're broke, Ray. You sell now or you lose everything.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, it's a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
Our final feature is The Rookie, which is based on a true story directed by John Lee Hancock and released in 2002. The award-winning film tells the story of Jim Morris, a Texas baseball coach who agrees to try out for the major leagues if his high school team wins the district championships. The start of the film portrays the young Jimmy Morris, a left-handed pitcher who loves baseball but is unable to play on a team because his father's military job requires the family to constantly move. Moreover, Jim Morris Sr., played by Brian Cox, is indifferent to the impact that this has on his son. Eventually, they go to live in Big Lake, a small town in Texas with no baseball league. Many years later, the now 35-year-old Jimmy Morris, played by Golden Globe-nominated Dennis Quaid, is a high school science teacher, husband, and father of two. We learn that a shoulder injury has ended his chance of a professional baseball career. Still, there is a drop of yearning in him, and he continues to practice secretly at night. Jimmy Morris also coaches the Big Lake baseball team, who one day convinces him to pitch for their batting practice.
Come on, coach. I mean, if we're going to start winning, we need to see some better pitching.
Yeah.
You going to help us or not?
Come on, coach, right here.
Go, see some action.
Well, you may run on for a long time.
The extraordinary velocity of his pitches leaves the boys in awe. They make a deal with him. If they make it to the state playoffs, Jimmy has to try out for Major League Baseball. Sure enough, the team goes on a winning streak all the way to the playoffs, and Jimmy Morris finds himself needing to hold up his end of the agreement. He sneaks out to try out camp without letting his wife know. Compared to the other players there, he is much older. On the other hand, he has a winning arm that can throw 98-mile-per-hour balls. The Rookie is an inspirational film about having the courage to pursue one's dreams. Dennis Quaid delivers a superb performance in conveying the real-life Jimmy Morris's many insecurities, which are ultimately triumphed over by his passion for baseball. With a perfect balance of sentimentality and excitement, The Rookie is a truly rewarding movie suitable for the whole family. Bang the Drum Slowly, Field of Dreams, and The Rookie are three wonderful films that celebrate the human experience through sports. Gracious viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us for today's Cinema Scene. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May heaven grace your lives with inner peace and noble ideals.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.